Texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So before I get into some of the top three stories, I do want to bring this up here. We were talking about gaslighting, as that's the Merriam-Webster's word of the year. And I got a few texts of people saying they're confused because when they looked up the term gaslighting, it says it's loosely defined as manipulating somebody to make them question their own reality. And we were talking about being easily offended and all this other stuff like this and in our society. So that came about, that conversation was kind of separate from gaslighting. The gaslighting was one conversation where you say one thing and then you're triggering somebody else, usually in a disrespectful manner or negligent manner is where you're triggering them. And what we were talking about with our society in general was not necessarily about gaslighting itself. It was about another texter saying that our society has just become easily offended and everybody seems to be triggered. And so they're making up terms in order to justify why it's okay for them to be triggered. And so that's what that conversation was about. But yeah, going back to that, I was saying once again, we have three major problems with our society. We celebrate disrespectful communication. Like the WWE, the slamming, the clapping back, that kind of communication. We celebrate it nowadays. Number two, we're easily offended. Number three, we're fault finders. So when we're easily offended and other people are fault finding with us all the time, then you're going to get offended a lot. And then when we celebrate WWE style communication, then we're going to, instead of trying to resolve our differences, we're going to slam each other and bash each other and all this other stuff. And so you see what's wrong with our society. That's what's wrong with our society. Those three things right there. By the way, all three of them are spoken out against in the Bible. And so if we would just follow scriptures a little bit more and try to be a little bit more Christ-like, then maybe our society would be better off. I'm just saying. Got a text here. So my reply to the word of the year, gaslighting, no, it's not. Okay, that's very good. That's very good. I like that. Yeah. He says, I think the big thing about gaslighting is that it happens over time. That's a key point to remember. Yeah, that's not just like an initial thing. And yes, I don't know why they chose that as the word of the year. I mean, I guess maybe because of the way our society is becoming. But like I said, I didn't even heard of the word until like 2 years ago. So, all right. Top three stories here. Hakeem Jeffries is the first black leader of a party in Congress, as he was just voted to be the leader of the Democrat Party in the House of Representatives. He's a Democrat from New York. Federal Chair Jerome Powell says that a lower rate hike makes sense for December. Now, they've been warning about that for a while, that they'd only increase it just a little bit. They won't do a 3/4 point increase again. He confirmed that today in his speech. And finally, the U.S. House of Representatives approved President Biden's rail deal that created a new collective bargaining agreement or new labor agreement with rail workers. So it's going to avoid the rail strike, or it should. So there you go. Those are your top three stories. You heard right there in WEAR, Channel 3, our TV partner, they had a little bit right there about Matt Gaetz and his associate, Greenberg, Joel Greenberg, the former Seminole County tax collector. So now he's facing a prison sentence between 21 and 27 years. Now, I saw last week, so what they just brought up was that he was saying he felt like he should have got a lighter sentence since he's cooperating with them. Well, I saw last week, he said he wanted to know why they haven't charged anybody else. And of course, by anybody else, you can pretty much, infer that he meant Matt Gaetz, because that's the person he keeps coughing up. That's the person he keeps on pointing the fingers at. And so he's trying to say, well, why am I the one being charged? There should be others being charged too. And now he's saying, and since I'm cooperating with them, I should be getting a lighter sentence. And even though he pled guilty to six federal crimes, including sex trafficking of a minor, identity theft, stalking, wire fraud, and conspiracy to bribe a public official. So this goes back to, okay, maybe there's a thread here. Maybe he is cooperating with them and was expecting to get a lighter sentence. But now we haven't seen anybody else charged. So maybe his cooperation wasn't enough. And that's why he's getting the full sentence. Speaking of which, the update with Matt Gaetz, we brought this up about a month ago, a little more than a month ago now. The update on his is that the Justice Department is, you know, they're still investigating Matt Gaetz. They haven't dropped the investigation. I was looking for this. I thought it might be dropped by now. It was not dropped, but it's stalled for all intents and purposes. And fact, you've had attorneys recommending not filing any charges against him. And one of the, and I was looking back into this after I saw Joel Greenberg getting upset that nobody else was charged, getting upset that he's been cooperating. How come nobody, you know, why is he the only one taking the fall here? I looked back into the case a little bit more again, and this is what it comes down to. The case is basically stalled because the two key witnesses is Joel Greenberg himself and the alleged 17-year-old that Matt Gaetz allegedly had sex with and traveled across state lines with her. Those are the two key witnesses. Well, Joel Greenberg is already, I mean, he's a serial liar. So his credibility is major in check. And so they're like, so our star witness is a liar. And so we have a credibility issue. But then the second one, the 17-year-old girl, she was turning 18, I guess, in a couple of months. But now she's 22. She's either 21 or 22. She runs a OnlyFans account. So she does online pornography now. That's her gig. And so they're like, so our two key witnesses to try to go after Matt Gaetz, and Matt Gaetz is saying they're liars, and the two key witnesses don't have a lot of credibility. That's what's happened to the case right there. There are some other witnesses or some other people, I guess, that they have. I think four or five others. But the two main ones that they had, that they were basing their investigation against Matt Gaetz on, they're realizing their credibility is not quite there to be able to do anything with. So that's why the investigation seems to have stalled. It may not have ended completely, but it's definitely stalled. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Really nothing out of the ordinary to slow you down on I-10 and I-110, but on 98 right now, we have an accident as you are heading westbound into Navarre. This is going to be extremely slow-moving traffic just off of Panhandle Trail. Right by East Bay Crab House is where the accident is right in front of, but it is backed up all the way to Hurlburt Field and Mary Esther. So basically the whole way into Navarre heading eastbound on 98 is extremely slow moving. Other than that, we are checking in clear. But if you see any details, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. So that's where we're looking at right there. By the way, so I it's just kind of this Greenberg guy. I mean, if anything has come out since this investigation, it's that this Greenberg guy is just a bad can of worms. He's got a lot of stuff going on and has for a long time. And so he's looking at a minimum of 12 years, but probably closer to 20 years is what they're thinking. And so we'll just have to wait and see what happens with that. So that's why he's like, man, I'm about to do 20 years in prison. And so he's hoping to get a lighter deal since he's been cooperative. But as I stated before, they're like, okay, you might be cooperative, but you're not a very credible witness for us because for all they know, he's making up this stuff about Matt Gaetz in order to get a lighter sentence. So you see what I'm saying? Like, and how would you prove otherwise? So yeah, there you go right there. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I guess we'll stop right there. All right, come up here next. Top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, if you would like a pair of tickets to go see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at the Pensacola Little Theater, we got the giveaway for you. And the showing is going to go from December 9th through December 18th. And so it's the holiday classic soars off the screen in this Broadway Junior 60-minute musical adaptation of the beloved TV special. So here you go. If you want the pair of tickets, we're going to do the same as yesterday because it makes me laugh. Text in Glow Nose. Text in Glow Nose to 850-437-1620, and you could have a chance to win this pair of tickets to go see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at the Pensacola Little Theater. And yeah, that's right. Glow Nose. It can be the two separate words or one word. If you want to use a Z instead of the N-O-S-E, you can do that too. Just text in 850. Huh?
Sometimes adding some pizzazz helps, you know, pick one
might
out.
Help. Might help the picking. Yeah. It might help the nose picking. All right. Text in Glow Nose to 850-437-1620. You can have a chance to win those pair of tickets. And keep listening to Pensacola Morning News, Pensacola Right Now, and Pep Talk with our other opportunities to win. Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford. Authorities in Alabama saying at least two dead related to last night's severe weather, round of tornadoes. A 39-year-old woman and an 8-year-old boy after a tornado caused a tree to fall into their home outside of Montgomery. A guilty verdict in the murder trial involving a feud between two Ohio families that led to a massacre. George Wagner found guilty today on multiple counts of aggravated murder. This was after 8 members of the same family were executed in a remote area of southern Ohio back in 2016. The Uvalde school shooting taking center stage in Texas as state lawmakers are starting to file bills for the upcoming legislative session. They want panic buttons in schools, better signage, and lockboxes for law enforcement so they can get keys to the buildings. And finally, a group of Republican senators, including Florida's Rick Scott, say that don't expect our vote for the annual defense spending bill unless there's a vote to end the vaccine mandate for the military, Bobby.
Okay. And we've got, there's still a little bit of a court battle going on as it pertains to all that. Thanks, Joe. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
We do have some heavy traffic right now on 98. This is due to an accident. Scene of the accident is just off of a Panhandle Trail. It's right in front of East Bay Crab House. This is going to be 98 as you're heading in to Navarre, heading the westbound direction, but it is backed up all the way to Mary Esther. So extremely, extremely slow moving traffic. So just keep that in mind. If you see something else or have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, I got some thoughts about Governor DeSantis' new book that's allegedly going to be published soon. I'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Yeah, I don't know to tell you. It does make me laugh when I look at all these texts coming in. Glow nose.
It's funny.
Rudolph the glow nose reindeer. All right. There's a new Fox News is saying that they're going to, or basically they're leaked out that Governor Ron DeSantis is coming out with a second book that's coming out February 28th. Now, last hour I said, I'm not sure if this book really means that he's going to be running for president. It could mean that, he's wanting to get people to know more about him. And maybe if he does run for president, this will help differentiate him from Trump. But I'm not sure if it necessarily means he's running for president. So now I looked it up and then I saw, this is the name of the book, The Courage to Be Free, Florida's Blueprint for America's Revival. Oh. So in other words, I'm going to take what I did in Florida and I'm going to do it on a scale for America. Okay. Yeah. He's running for president. That changes everything. According to Fox, they said the book will cover DeSantis's life growing up in a working class family, playing in the Little League World Series, working his way through Yale and Harvard Law School, volunteering for the Navy after 9/11 and serving in Iraq. And this is the way they describe it. The book description. A firsthand account from the blue-collar boy who grew up to take on Disney and Dr. Anthony Fauci. The Courage to Be Free delivers something no other politician's memoir has before, stories of victory. The book is a winning blueprint for patriots across the country and is a rallying cry for every American who wishes to preserve our liberties. Yeah, he's probably running for president. Last hour when I heard about it, when Joe brought it up, I was like, I don't necessarily know. Just because he has a book coming out doesn't mean he's going to be. And then when I read it, oh, okay. Florida's Blueprint for America's Revival. Yeah. Yeah, he's doing it. And I tell you what, it will help, though, because, Barack Obama, that's what launched him to win the U.S. Senate race and really helped him a lot when he ran for president, was having his own memoir. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So got a lot of things to go over in the sports world that's hit today. And I do want to talk about Cyber Monday. We had the results from Cyber Monday as well. And yeah, very interesting, actually. Very interesting statistics that are coming out from that. But first, let's go ahead and hit top three stories. Oh, wait. I got to tell you about the Runway 5K. First of all, come check out the Runway 5K on the Pensacola International Airport. It's going to be this weekend. And so go to runway5k.com in order to register. Everybody who participates will get a t-shirt, a finisher's medal, and take part in the fun free post-race event. All proceeds benefit the mission of the USO. So be sure to check that out. It's the 10th annual USO Runway 5K. That's right. You actually run on one of the runways. Pretty cool little event right there. So go to runway5k.com to get more information about that. Then, did we get a winner, Gracie, for the tickets, for the glow nose tickets?
Yes. Congratulations, Vanessa is our winner.
Vanessa, congratulations for you get to go see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at the Pensacola Little Theater. So there is, top three stories here. Hakeem Jeffries is the very first black leader of a party in Congress. So he is the replacement for Nancy Pelosi leading the Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives. He is a Democrat from New York. Federal Chair Jerome Powell says that a lower rate hike makes sense in December, and the House approves the Biden railroad deal that should keep the railroad workers from striking. So good news right there. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. Your sports hit here is... here's your World Cup update. Tunisia upset France, beating them 1-0. Australia beat Denmark 1-0. Argentina beat Poland 2-0. And Mexico beat Saudi Arabia 2-1 as well. So there you go. A little big update right there in the World Cup. NCAA men's basketball is going to be on ESPN and ESPN2 tonight. Here's the games. Beginning at 6:15, you've got number 25 Ohio State playing number 17 Duke. Number 5 Purdue is playing Florida State. Florida State not playing so great right now, 1-7 so far on the year. The late games at 8:15 on ESPN and ESPN2 include number 18 UNC against number 10 Indiana, number 20 Michigan State against Notre Dame. NBA is going to be on NBA TV with the Miami Heat playing the Boston Celtics. And at 9:30, Portland Trailblazers take on the Lakers. NHL hockey was on TNT at 6 o'clock. Buffalo Sabres take on Detroit, and the late game will be Edmonton against Chicago. Then in sports news, and Florida's backup quarterback, big news right here, Jalen Kitna has been arrested on child pornography charges. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so Jalen Kitna making news in a way that you do not want to be named for. He's been jailed on pornography counts. Then we've got Aaron Donald for the Rams. He will not play in week 13. It's the first game he's ever missed due to injury. That's shocking. Kyle Pitts, the tight end for the Falcons, is going to miss the rest of the season. After having season-ending surgery, he is expected to be healthy by 2023. Speaking of healthy, over in hockey, the Penguins' Chris Letang has suffered a stroke. He's doing well, but obviously he is out indefinitely. And a report says that Deion Sanders had told his recruits that he will pick a school by Saturday. If you're not following this, Deion Sanders is the head coach of Jackson State in Mississippi, but he's been offered the head coaching position at a bunch of other schools. And he tells his recruits he'll make a decision by Saturday. Finally, Ronaldo, one of the probably the most famous soccer player in the world, is set to sign a $207 million per year deal with Saudi Arabia. So this comes a week after he got out of his other contract with Manchester United. He's now going to sign a $207 million per year deal with Saudi Arabia. That's crazy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get our CBS Sports Minute. And then when we come back here, I do want to talk about Cyber Monday sales, how they compared to Black Friday sales. That's coming up next.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. The College Football Playoff Committee has had it easy most of the season. Georgia, Michigan, and TCU are undefeated, and USC is a clear number 4. The committee could coast all the way to the finish line, but the universe doesn't seem to like it when it happens like that. There's always someone mad at them. A TCU or a USC loss could cause chaos. So don't congratulate the committee yet. There's a good chance what comes next could upset plenty of fans. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When a cold comes on strong, knock it out with Vicks DayQuil Severe for max strength daytime relief. Just one dose of Vicks DayQuil Severe starts to relieve 9 of your worst cold and flu symptoms to help take you from 9 to none. Power through your day with Vicks DayQuil Severe, the daytime non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, 9 to none medicine. Use as directed.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So there is, before I get into the Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales comparison, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
eastbound on 98 getting into, or excuse me, westbound on 98 getting into Navarre from Windhaven Beach is extremely slow moving due to an accident. Scene of the accident is just before you get to Panhandle Trail getting into Navarre. It is slow moving all the way back to Hurlburt Field. So keep that in mind. If you're heading westbound, expect some major slowdowns. See something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, thank you very much, Gracie. So we mentioned on Black Friday that Black Friday was a record number of online sales. $9.1 billion in online sales on Black Friday. Online. Not even talking about in-store, online, okay? And we mentioned that that broke Cyber Monday sales from the previous year, which was a record. And so I was like, wow, I wonder if this is a shift where people have just decided they're buying online on Christmas, on Thanksgiving and on Black Friday. And by the time Cyber Monday gets around, they've already spent their money. They're not doing it anymore. Nope. Cyber Monday had $11.2 billion in sales. Oh, what? Yeah, that was a 5.1% increase from the year before. Black Friday online sales increased 2.3%, and Thanksgiving online sales increased 2.9%. So either way, each day saw a big increase in online sales. In fact, this is the first time I've read this, and it's probably going to become a thing. They're calling these from Thanksgiving through Black Monday, Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, Cyber Week. Oh, that's a new thing now. That's what we're going to call this, Cyber Week. So as more and more people are buying online instead of going to the stores, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Cyber Monday combined sales was 25. $6 billion, $25.6 billion over those 3 days. Wow. Okay. And you know, people were still buying stuff on Saturday and Sunday too. So I don't know. Maybe they're including that in the Cyber Monday sales analysis. I don't know. But yeah, that's definitely a record sales. And so even though Black Friday sales jumped up dramatically, it was at $9.1 billion for online sales only. People held their money and we're waiting for Cyber Monday still and bought more on Cyber Monday. I did see some discounts. I saw some stuff was like, hey, buy this and get a, I don't know. Here, one example I saw buy this and you'll get a $500 gift card to Amazon. That was the Black Friday online sales opportunity. Buy this, you get a $500 online gift card. I was like, oh my gosh, that's a smoking deal. And then I didn't buy it. I didn't need it. But then I got another email for Cyber Monday, buy this and get a $1,000 gift card to Amazon. I was like, what? I don't even need this thing, but I'm going to do it just like I didn't do it. But the point being is, so some of these retailers did a sale, did some sort of deal on Black Friday, but they did indeed have bigger sales and discounts and offers on Cyber Monday than even the Black Friday online sales. So maybe that's what helped. Just a wow. Can hardly keep up with anything nowadays. Bobby, the press secretary said it's because the president's economic plan is working. Yeah, I saw that as well. So that leads me into the next part I was going to mention on this. The online sales is talking about dollar amount, not talking about actual amount of product or services sold. So the actual amount went up 2.3% on Black Friday. It went up 5.1% on Cyber Monday. However, what is our inflation rate right now? The inflation rate is at 8%. So actually, you could make an argument and go, wait a minute. So if we only spent 5.1%, even if we bought the same amount of goods as last year, if we bought exactly the same amount of things, the price of those things is 8% higher now than what it was a year ago. So even if we bought the same amount of things, the holiday spending amount should have went up 8%. Instead, it only went up 2.3% on Black Friday and only up 5.1%. So they can tout this as a win because it's a record amount. But you see what I'm saying? We actually bought less this Christmas season during Cyber Week than what we did last year. Otherwise, it would at least be 8%. Just to make up for inflation. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, got any thoughts, share about that, text 850-437-1620. Come up here next. Quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom right here on News Radio 92.3.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable. And lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling
that's
on
cool right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we're just talking about how the Biden administration is bragging that Black Friday sales and Cyber Monday sales were up from last year, and it's a record high. And I pointed out that the data comes in and shows that it went up. The sales amount went up 2.3% for online sales on Black Friday. Went up 2.3%, and on Cyber Monday went up 5.1%. But I pointed out that that's the dollar amount. With inflation being at 8%, everything cost 8% more than what it did a year ago. So if we bought the exact same amount of goods this year as what we did last year, this should have automatically went up by 8%. The fact that it didn't shows that we bought less this year than we did last year, which is actually not a good sign for the economy. And if I mean, in fact, we bought much less, especially like Black Friday, where it only went up 2.3%. So it went up, it's 6% lower than what the price. So we bought much less this year than what we did last year. But they're bragging about that. Same time, President Biden is boasting about releasing the largest ever release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That's like bragging that, look, I just emptied my savings account in order to pay my bills. Isn't that awesome? No, dude. What is wrong with this administration? What's worse, though, is the people go, look at this. And they're like backing it up. Like, yeah, we're releasing the most oil we've ever released. Yay, we went up in our prices for Black Friday sales and Cyber Monday sales. They're like, do you guys even see what's happening? Oh, well. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. We still have slow traffic on 98. This is going to be going in the westbound direction due to an accident. Scene of the accident is right before you get to Panhandle Trail. Again, this is going to be westbound on 98 as you're moving into Navarre. But it is backing up all the way into Mary Esther. So just keep that in mind. If you're heading towards Navarre, you're going to see extremely slow moving traffic. Other than that, we're looking good, and if you do see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Traffic on the fives. This traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here.
All right, thank you very much, Gracie. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, in Alabama, last night, severe weather and tornadoes to blame for at least two deaths, a woman, 39-year-old woman, and an 8-year-old boy. This outside of Montgomery after a tornado caused a tree to fall onto their home. Smaller interest rate hikes may be on the way, according to Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. One person injured after an explosion at the Ukrainian embassy in Madrid, Spain today. An envelope exploded. It was addressed to the ambassador. And Iowa's first in the nation presidential caucus spot may be in jeopardy as the Democratic National Committee is meeting in Washington, D.C. to address complaints the state isn't racially or ethnically diverse enough.
Yeah, you know, I've always been critical. I lived in Iowa, and I would be critical when I was on the air, and I'd be critical of the First in the Nation status thing. Oh boy, that was like,
oh, they take that very, very seriously.
Yeah, I learned real quick. I need to keep my mouth shut on that one. But it's true. It's ridiculous that the same state every single time starts off the whole thing, and by the time it gets to places like Texas and sometimes even Florida, half the candidates have already dropped out,
right,
and we didn't even have a say in the matter. So unless you live in those first couple of states, you might not even have a say in who the candidates are. And I just, to me, it's just, it's a flawed system going state by state. It needs to be, I think it needs to be done more region by region, or just do a nationwide, this is the day of the primary.
Primary day.
You
yeah.
know? Yeah. Yeah. Primary day. So I don't understand why we have this. I do get it that you get this, man. I mean, you just, when I lived there, I mean, I met every presidential candidate many times, multiple times. You just bump into them at a restaurant.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. And that's a neat feeling, but only the first handful of states get that experience. So either rotate it, you know, create some sort of rotation where every state, you know, gets to be one of the first few states, or just have primary day. So, all right. Thank you very much, Joe. Top stories on FoxNews.com. Our national news partner, Biden, is under fire for claiming Americans didn't understand what the hell a supply chain was. And I don't know if you saw this video, but he was actually talking to union workers and said 2 years ago, before the pandemic, you didn't even know what a supply chain was. Like, these are union workers. They are the supply chain. What are you talking about? Oy vey. The top story on FoxNews.com, Elon Musk dropping a bombshell how Twitter did indeed interfere with past elections. And now, because of their misinformation policy. And so he's getting rid of the misinformation policy, saying that it definitely skewed the election. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
The guy who founded Adidas is the younger brother of the guy who founded Puma. Wow. Each year, Americans buy enough plastic film to shrink wrap Texas. And it can rarely be recycled because it actually clogs machinery. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.